Well, a lot of the disruption relates to events last night where we had a train fail in the tunnel. And that train was meant to be in service early this morning. Another train coming out of maintenance sheds in France was also delayed into service. So we were running with low capacity compared to the volumes of traffic. And through the day, of course, we've had a huge number of Welsh fans trying to get to Lille that have changed the traffic profile of a normal Friday. So it's been a very, very interesting day. What we're trying to do is to ensure that we get the Welsh fans in particular away as quickly as we possibly can. And we've put on a series of extra departures through the afternoon to try and make sure that that happens. And behind the scenes, we've got everybody working, pulling their fingers out to do the best we can to make sure people get away.
And what would you say to the Welsh fans, or maybe even just people from Kent who are waiting to get across the channel if they're sitting and waiting for a train at the moment?
Well, I mean, first of all, we apologise for the delay that they're suffering. Technical incidents happen, and it's very, very unfortunate that it's happened on a day like today. We are doing everything we can to get you away, and we will get you away. Please be patient, and we'll get you going as quickly as we can.
And how are you predicting the weekend service will be affected?
Through the weekend, I mean, there are other football matches on still in the Euro competition at the moment, so we'll expect high numbers of fans to be going across, not perhaps as concentrated as today. And of course, we're moving into July, so this is the beginning of the summer holidays for many people. So traffic over the weekend will be busy, but we will be running services as normal, and we expect to get people away on time.
And if any passengers may be listening, they're thinking that they're supposed to be travelling tonight, but they can wait till tomorrow, what would you say to them?
I would say if they can wait till tomorrow, they would probably be advised to do that. And of course, we'll respect any changed bookings. If people want to delay their departures, they just have to go onto our website, and if they've got all their reference numbers, and they can do that very, very easily. And with the delays running at the moment around 3 to 3.5 hours, if people would prefer to travel in the morning, we'd be very happy to carry them in the morning.